In a moment, we'll be starting our flower ceremony, but I want to make sure you all know where this comes from, because it has a beautiful tradition that I think speaks to our times right now. In 1923, Reverend Norbert Chapek was a young minister, and he'd recently converted to Unitarianism. He and his wife, Maya, who was also a minister, founded the first Unitarian congregation in Prague 2 years earlier. So in about 1921, they had met in the United States and had been moved by the power of liberal religion, and Chapek decided to go back to his native land and bring Unitarianism. Now, if you can think to 1920s, 30s, it was a time between the two wars, and there was still a deep division and fear in all of Europe. Norbert was an outspoken justice maker and a powerful preacher. And soon his new liberal church in Prague grew to be the largest Unitarian church in the world. But in the midst of these troubled times, he was looking for a way to help people feel the sense of their community, the capacity to have the diversity be a place of joy and love and beauty, rather than the divisiveness that was around him at that time. And his congregation had, many of them had fled Catholicism, so a traditional communion would not have worked for them. And so he created what became called the flower ceremony. Maya, and they did that every year from 1921 on. His wife Maya introduced the ceremony in the United States in 1940 while she was on a tour here. And she was unable to return to Prague due to the outbreak of World War II, so once she was here, she stayed here. And in the meantime, while she was in the United States, Reverend Norbert Chapek and their daughter were arrested by the Gestapo, who confiscated his sermons and books. He was charged with listening to foreign broadcasts and sent to Dachau, where he died in 1942. Even while he was in the concentration camp, he was writing beautiful poems that were set to music and writing songs. He never stopped wanting to bring beauty into the world as an antidote to the challenges he saw before him. So today, this ceremony is common in our Unitarian Universalist congregations. And it's a powerful reminder that even in the midst of difficulty and cruelty, beauty exists, not only in flowers, but in our diversity as human beings. Beauty exists and must be preserved and celebrated, lest we forget that it is there, always there, available to us. Chapek knew this, and so do we here. Philosopher Blaise Pascal wrote, "In difficult times, carry something beautiful in your heart." And I thought I came up with a little corollary for that, which would be, in difficult times, create something beautiful and share it with others. Create music, create food, create gardens and bouquets, and share it with others, lest we forget that beauty is all around us, always, always. So today we join Unitarian Universalist congregations in keeping this ritual alive. For those of you who've been part of this ritual, it might feel like a homecoming, a grounding moment of connection to our rich religious tradition. And for those of you who are new, may it feed a hunger in your soul. Here's how it goes. Each of you were encouraged to bring a flower from your garden, and even if you didn't, you are welcome to partake of flowers. There's plenty. They were put in the back of the sanctuary, and our children processed them in. And now you'll be invited to come forward and pick a different flower than the one you brought. And again, no worries if you didn't bring one. All are welcome, and we invite you to come forward in a quiet, with a spirit of reverence for the beautiful. Now, it's a little tight in here, right? So, we're going to have the choir go first, and then we're going to start in that area over there, and we have your greeters to help you. We're going to go section by section, and you're going to go out the back, down to here, and then back to your seat. So we're going to be making a little circle that way, but with the last rows going first. Stephanie was my choreographer on this. But we'll start with the choir, and you will be guided, and it will just be what it is. So come forward, take a different flower, and with a spirit of reverence, please.